It's Sunday morning, 8 a.m., and you can't go back to bed.
Oh, no.
You wanted to sleep till 10. What are your thoughts? What are you going to do with these extra hours?
I don't know.
Suddenly, anxious thoughts of your impeding assignments, oof, due dates fill your head. You need to get out of the house.
Yes.
Head to a coffee shop. This is the perfect time to try to finally go to that one that you've been meaning to try, or explore and find some hidden gems. There are so many coffee shops everywhere you look. Plus, it's early, and there will be time to find a seat all to yourself, because it's 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's right.
Which I've never gotten up at 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's not true. DJ Goose has.
What?
A couple semesters ago.
Exactly. The smell of espresso, cool music, and fun people watching will be there to ease your mind and will help you get some work done.
Woo!
Yay! Support your local businesses and go to a coffee shop. This message was brought to you by your Java-loving DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
We love our caffeine. Support your coffee shops.
Yeah, especially during finals week.
Finals week. You gotta caffeinate up. You gotta be wired.
Because I don't know about y'all, finding seats in the library this past couple days has been like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I'm part of that struggle. But you get to the hunt early and then you stay there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, you know, winner takes all type situation.
It is.
Yeah. You just heard Yamaha from Dijon from his new album, Baby. We also had Just Like Christmas from Low and their album, Christmas. Christmas Time is here as well from Krungbin, the cover of the Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown tune. We also had Sober to Death from Car Seat Headrest, Sin from Habibi, Spend It from Summer Walker, and the kicker was The Scythe from The Last Dinner Party for our last show for the semester.
Oh, my God.
I am DJ Dij.
I am DJ Goose.
This is Digging the Ice, 8 to 10 p.m., only here on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. We hope you all are doing well tonight, staying warm, staying safe.
Was that one breath?
I think.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've been having my coffee. The first coffee I had today.
You drank like half of it.
I did drink half of it. No, wait. This morning.
Oh, okay.
But this is a what is this?
Cappuccino.
Yeah, I bought a cappuccino. But yeah.
Yeah.
We're staying locked in. We're staying wired.
So wired.
So wired. The snow is falling here in Burlington.
It's so pretty.
I know. I don't really know how much we're getting. I want to say like...
a lot.
Like tonight?
I don't know. I haven't, like, seen, but over the past, like, few weeks, the amount of snow we've gotten is, like, no, over the past, like, 2 weeks, we've gotten a lot of snow. We got a lot the past few days, if anyone has gotten out on the mountain, it was okay. I went to the bush and it was like half really good powder and half just pure sheets of ice, which is a great first day.
If you could ski the east, you could ski anything.
That is very true. Very good, DJ Ditch.
Yeah, learning.
Learning and growing. On December 10th, is that this week?
That is Wednesday of this week.
So Wednesday of this week, we have Pedal on Exposure from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the last one of the semester as well. Tune in, always a great time. Local bands and giving them a platform to be on air.
That's right, yeah, shout it out. Pedal, Wednesday, December 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. Pedal yourselves over here and listen to
that them. Was very good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, pedal yourselves over here on a bicycle and then check out Pedal
in
the RUV studio. Or listen online.
Wherever
you get the radio signals, the AM, FM airwaves.
Yeah. We're an FM station only.
FM station. I don't think we have an AM converter.
Almost no one has AM anymore.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like utter garbage?
No.
Yeah, it does. You ever, like, listen to the AM station of, like, your hometown or something like that? Like,
no.
When I was in the car when I was a kid, like, the AM station.
Well, like, AM's, like,
WBZ.
People don't really use AM anymore. They use FM.
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I don't know. Back to the music. We got some Iggy Pop, Lust for Life, only here. Yeah. From the movie Trainspotting, if you've seen, if you know, you know. Only here on 90.1
FM Burlington.
WRUV FM Burlington.
I'm DJ Goose, and that was DJ Ditch.
Yes.
I see you in a lonely place. How can you be so blind? You're still regretting the love you left behind. Oh, darling, I've seen you go through the changes, sitting alone each night. Are you expecting to find the love?
Tea Gets Hotter from Duran Jones and the Indications. Their 2019 record, American Love Call, that was the song you just heard. We saw them live a couple weeks ago. We also had Open Your Eyes from Bobby Caldwell, sampled on The Light from Common. We also had Sadness Theme from Franco Michelizzi from that was done for the soundtrack to a film called The Visitor. We also had Searching from Roy Ayers, Black Eyed Susan Club, one of the 8 or 10 newest singles from Magdalena Bay. And we also had Lust for Life from Iggy Pop as the kicker of the set. It is 9 o'clock right now, which means it's time for some news and some weather. We're going to start off with the news. Burlington's Memorial Auditorium is a building with a story, formerly home to a basketball court as well as an all-ages music venue and youth center. Known as 242 Main, it has served many purposes for many people. The layers of graffiti and stickers on its discolored brick walls are indicative of an extensive history, but since 2016, its windows and doors have been boarded up. Since the 1980s, 242 Main's basement shows were an integral part of the punk community in Burlington, Vermont, said Jen Berger, an interdisciplinary artist and lecturer at UVM. However, this blossoming community faced a new struggle following the closure of not only 242 Main, but many other alternative music venues. In 242 Main's case, the building's history didn't come without consequence. Outdated and dangerous infrastructure resulted in 242 Main incurring 26 code violations by the early 2000s. The lack of upkeep led to the building's closure in 2016. This unconventional method of dance is only one example of the unique identity formed within punk communities. Speaking on behalf of her friend who was involved in the Burlington punk scene, Jen Berger noted that venue loss hit the Burlington punk community very hard. Since punk's origins in the 1980s, it has been deeply intertwined with radical leftist ideologies. Burlington's punk movement is rooted in community, but centered around a countercultural identity. So that's sort of like an epicenter for the punk community. 242 Main in Burlington, Vermont is, you know, a bit of a monolith for the scene that was around here since the early 80s when, you know, punk was really big in the States. But, yeah, very interesting story. If you want to read more about that, you can find it on The Cynic online. And some weather, possibly, DJ Goose?
Yeah, I got it right here. It is currently snowing in Burlington with a high of 30 we had today and a low of 16. It's currently 19 degrees Fahrenheit outside, but it feels like 7, so bundle up. We've had snow pretty much all day today. Tomorrow, Monday, is going to be sunny with a high of 19 and a low of 6, which means it's going to feel cold. It's actually going to feel like negative 4 degrees to 21. So that'll be really fun. Tuesday is going to be cloudy. Wednesday, we're going to have a 75% chance of snow. So if you're driving home or driving to anywhere outside of Vermont on Wednesday, just start being careful about the roads. Same with Thursday, 45% chance of snow. The high of the week is on Wednesday with 34 degrees with a low of 23. The low of the week is Tuesday with a low of 6 degrees. And Tuesday is probably going to be colder than Monday just due to the sun forecast. Friday, a little bit of sun. High of 25, low of 19. And Saturday, we have a high of 27 and a low of 17. And then with a 40% chance of some snow. Looks like we're going to get a lot of snow here in Burlington. And next Sunday, the first Sunday in a really long time without your chance to hear us on air. We'll be back soon after, but it'll be 23 degrees Fahrenheit as a high and a low of 14. The air quality is 32, which is good, apparently. It feels cold because of the wind, so it's cold.
So cold.
Very cold. Be careful of making sure as the winter goes, a little announcement is making sure that you get your car washed every now and then so that all the
salt
on the bottom of your car doesn't erode away or whatever it does. Doesn't do bad things to your car.
Yeah, it feels like my car has just been like thrown up against a used chalkboard.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't wait to wash it.
When I was in Jersey, I got it washed. And then I came up here, and the drive up here made my car dirty again.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I got out of the car, and I looked at it.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. I washed this, like, the other day.
I know.
What the? It was ridiculous.
It felt like a sin by Habibi.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Nice job. Thanks.
I still have some brain power left.
Yeah, I know somehow. Today has been just, like, a knowledge sucker.
Just plugging and chugging.
Ay. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So last night I started watching.
Oh boy.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
By choice.
I've been trying to get DJ Didge to let me watch it with me for a really long time, and he keeps saying no.
It's just long.
But it's so good. It's so good. And I hate that I've said this like on air as like a radio DJ, but it's like so good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. My brother, me and my brother are a big fan of that movie. Me and my brother watch that movie like every time we're together for break, we end up watching that movie. It's just like that. We love that.
I really like that. Another movie that is on my to watch is
my Fight Club.
I was going to say TBR, but that's for a book.
Well, wait, what's on your TBR?
Oh, my TBR has some theory books on it to be read that I have to first get.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, I was just gifted The Stand from Stephen King.
Ooh.
Which is like
big.
It's like 1200 pages.
Oh my God.
I want to read it, but I don't know if I have it in me right now.
Yeah, you do. You got that.
But I want to read like some other stuff too, you know? No, but I really want to read The Stand.
Oh. I'm going to read over break, hopefully.
Going to try and finish Huckleberry Finn first.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I want to read R.F. Kuang's newest book, Catabasis. Mm. Her book, Babel, is one of my favorites. T.J. Klun, no, they haven't come out with a new one. There's a new book in the series, Will of the Many. I think it's called Struggle of the Few, in the second book of that series, which I'm really excited for, and I got over Thanksgiving break. Also on my TBR is, honestly, Dr. No. Yeah.
So
from Percival Everett. From
Percival Everett, yeah. Well, it's like a Bond book.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, I need it. In that case, I need to give it back to you. I'll give you back Dr.
No. Yay. And then also, I want to read, oh my gosh, I forget who it's by, but of the Shriek series in
Le Freak. C'est Chic.
I forget who it's by, but it's one of my favorite books of all time. Is the one about the shrieks is the second one in the series, and it's this whole thing about this like dystopian kind of future town where all these mushrooms take over, and it's like it's so crazy, and it's one of the best things I've ever read.
Huh. The mushrooms can talk.
No, it's like there's an under. I have to show you the plot. I don't have it off the top of my head. But the one that I read was essentially a memoir about a major historian of the place.
Oh.
So it was like fiction within fiction. It was so good.
Nice.
It was so incredible.
That's very interesting. You should get on that.
I will. And then also. Oh, but the one I was talking about, because I'm going to keep yapping. Is one of our good friends told me that I have to watch Fight Club. And promptly texted DJ Didge to, quote, fix that while we were studying together.
You know, me and my brother loves that movie. And I watched it over Thanksgiving break. And I liked it even less than I did the first time.
Wow.
So I'll watch it again and give it another try.
Maybe I'll watch it while recovering from wisdom teeth.
Yeah, that might irritate you more.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Check it out and then see what you think. Because a lot of people are like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's just like, wow, I think you just like feeling like garbage. Anyway.
DJ Ditch has opinions.
I have opinions that aren't really accepted about Fight Club.
I think actually that's a pretty widely accepted opinion.
I don't think it is. Agree to disagree. I think Fight Club is overrated. But who cares when there's music to play?
If you need a good snack to make for this week... Ooh. A really easy one is to get a thing of like mini hot dogs.
Oh yeah.
And get some like what is the name? Pillsbury dough.
Pillsbury dough.
Pillsbury, like the triangle dough. Cut those triangles up a little bit smaller, put your oven to 375, and wrap the like little hot dogs into the little smoky hot dogs into the into the dough, and then you get yourself some pigs in the blanket, throw them in the oven for like 12-15 minutes.
100% until they're brown. Beef if you can.
100% beef. That's coming from DJ Stitching Pink down at a radio station in Princeton. And
they used to have, yeah, like the crescent rolls.
Yeah, the crescent rolls.
Thank you, Zia.
They're so incredible and one of the quickest and easiest snacks that will make you happy. And a really good sauce for them if you have this on hand. Always just do stuff with you have on, that you have on hand for this kind of meal would be like soy sauce and some Dijon mustard.
Hell yeah.
And it's the way to go.
Some soy sauce and the Dijon mustard is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I didn't really do the soy sauce method before, but can't go back.
Mm-mm.
We are going to kick it back to the tunes for a little bit, and we'll return at 9:30 to give you another PSA and maybe a little rundown of the future of the show, because there's a chance next semester we'll be switching time slots.
Yes.
You won't have to listen to us so late. We will be on potentially next semester at 6 to 8 p.m.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, if all works out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the Instagram page, if you know you know, for updates.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, just keep your eyes peeled for the updated WREV schedule, which will come out sooner rather than later.
It's going to come out sometime mid...
Later referring January. To like 2 to 3
early
months.
Early January.
Yeah.
2 to 3 months?
That's what I figure later as...
That's that, like well into when our next schedule needs to be done. Well, I said 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, 2 to 3 weeks is a little bit more realistic. Yeah, that's a good
two point. To 3 months means no one has a schedule after break.
You're so right.
I know.
Maybe it was just a fluke in the
Matrix.
Yeah, fluke in the Matrix.
That was a great Halloween costume.
Yes, me and DJ Goose were the Matrix for Halloween.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was really good.
Right now we got some Marvin Gaye for you. Some Heavy Love Affair, only here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
You got me looking for quería decir es que tú estás jodiéndome la vida. Yo no quería pelear contigo. Yo solamente te quería amar. Pero tú eras muy celoso. Querías ser mi dueño. Pero yo soy libre. Quiero ser mi rey. No sé si confío en ti.
God's freaking out the neighborhood.
About a better place to be. Let yourself free. left her home, took your home, now she my home. Time to hit the fucking road, make a stop at the liquor store. Beat that bitch up with the stone, you're the hoe, now I'm alone. 6 feet deep, the fucking creep, don't fuck around with lunatics. If you choose to disrespect that, we gon' have to kill you, bitch. Killing hoes is nothing to me, go ahead and make my day. Bumping on that fucking lip, now you just wear your body lay. Mm-hmm.
In Vermont, it's illegal to park within 6 feet of a fire hydrant. Fire engines need space. Blocked fire hydrants delay the fire department's ability to put out the fire. In emergency situations, seconds count. Don't block fire hydrants. It could be a matter of life and death.
Ah.
This message has been brought to you by your public safety conscious DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington.
Hell yeah. Don't park in front of the hydrant.
No, and even though I know parking is sometimes rough downtown, don't park in front of the fire hydrant.
Just don't do it. It's not worth the ticket. No. Started off with Heavy Love Affair from Marvin Gaye. We had Apocalypse Dreams from Tame Impala after Marvin. We also had X Factor from Lauryn Hill. Really Love from D'Angelo. Freaking Out the Neighborhood from Mr. DeMarco, first name Mac. We also had Girl from Men I Trust. L'Amour La Morte from A Bout de Soufflé. We also had Liquor Store from Addie T. We also had the La Dolce Vita theme and the Via Veneto theme from Nino Rota and the soundtrack to Federico Fellini's La Dolce Vita. And we also had, just as we were wrapping up the lovely hydrant message, Paris Blues from Paul Gonsalves and the legendary Duke Ellington folks.
We are wrapping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are beat.
Very tired.
But we just want to thank you for a lovely semester with your ears and our voices and our tunes.
And your hearts.
Our shenanigans.
Our talking.
Our talking, our yapping, our food questions, our general questions, yeah. Our books, our music. Mm-hmm.
We'll leave you with one last question for the break.
Winter or fall?
Yeah.
I choose fall.
I choose fall.
But we'll see you in the spring.
Yeah.
we'll see you in January, dead of winter. But
it'll be very dark, very cold. And it'll be a wonderful beginning. Maybe we'll start the set off with something warm.
Totally.
Yeah. Until next time.
Until next time, guys.
I'm DJ Goose.
And I'm DJ Didge.
And you're tuned in to WREV FM Burlington.
We'll see you soon on Digging in the Ice.
Stay groovy.
attitude.